Ella, but if you're going to tell me, the way you just said, Eliyam Radaka Gemiri, no, that even though you go through the short route, you have no right to wait. It's Radaka means you have to go through the short route, and any way you exit, whether it's speedy or fast, that's the way you have to move. You have no right to wait at all. So it's so Hechimishkachas law. Even though the person dodges through the short route, still he has no right to wait there. So if he waits there to do the Avodah, why do you say he's only Chayiv Nisa B'dei Shemayim? He should also be Chayiv Koris for the fact he waited in the Beis HaMikdash. What's the rest of the kasha?
Why does Rashi say that?
So Moran says, Rabbi, my kushya, what should be questioned here? Mishkachas, I could find you a case, could go in Shabor Diksorah. The claim, as soon as he realized that he was Tomei, he exited and he started to go through the short route. So he's not Chayiv Koris. But for Hofach Bitsinura, on his way out, he had a stick, a fork, and he turned over a piece of meat that was on the Marocha, on the burning, on the Mizbeach. And that's the Avodah that he did, and that doesn't take time. While he's walking, he could do it. The Rashi says, Hofach, Mashalamanu Lamato. He turned the piece of meat upside down, what was on top, and made it on bottom, made it burn better. Ukud Rafuna, and like Rafuna says, Tiyam Rafuna, Zav, a regular Yisrael, Shehofach Pitsimura. If he takes the fork and turns over a piece of meat on the Mizbeach, Chayiv Misa. So that is Chayiv Misa. That's Rafuna's Kiddush. This is also considered an Avoida. Rashi says, Avoida he, Shemekarev Ikuloi. It makes it burn, be eaten up faster. Viesh can Avoida Bloy Shia. So it's possible to have this claim. He's not Chayiv Koros for being in the base of Midish, because he's leaving. As soon as he realizes it's Tomei, he's leaving. But he's Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim for turning over doing this Avoida.
Because he was
coming. Right.
Rufa.
Yeah, that's why the Mishnah Yisrael is, right? No, that's the Finnish case. Yeah, but our case, we're instant the Mishnah Sanhedrin. Rufa, what we just say, Omer Rafun himself says that Zahar Shehofak Bitsinur Rechayiv Misa, regular Yisrael that turns over the piece of meat, but that alone is Chayiv Misa. Hechidam, what's the case talking about? Either Loi Hofach, Loi Miachlei, if without him turning over this piece of meat, it was on a part of the Marocha, that the fire would not get there, it would not be burnt up at all. So Rav Shita of Adri is doing a misa, he's doing an Avoida. That's one of the Avoidas of burning the Avorim. Now, Marv is connected the burning of the Avorim. Vida loy hofach bu, nami miyachle, if without him turning it over, it also would have been burnt up. So my COVID, what kind of Avoida did he do? He didn't do anything, would have done anyway. But Tzarich is Chiddush like this. True, but it would have taken 2 hours for it to be burnt up. But now that he turned it upside down, it burnt up in 1 hour. So the hawk did the tremendous chiddush. Making it faster, being the car, bringing it closer, sooner. The avoida, that's also considered an avoida, that's a funus big chiddush. So here also, this crane on his way out, he turned over the meat that made it burn a little bit faster. For that, he's chayiv.
How did that figure finish?
Because you can announce that. Omer Rabbi Shia. Bina de Eimer Milsa. I would like to say something, but a mistafina mechavre. I'm afraid of my chavre. I'm afraid what they're going to ask him on it. So it doesn't sound so good, but he holds it's true. You know what? He would like to say like this. Ha nichnas nebeis hamenuga. If somebody walks into a house that has a nega, that the pasuk says whoever comes into the house becomes tummy. So he wanted to say that only if you walk in front the normal way, you face front. But if you walk in backwards, derech achurav, v'yafilu kuloi, even if your whole body is inside the house, chutz michoitmoi, just the last part of your body, let's say it's your nose, lavdafka, let's say you stick your head out and your nose is still sticking outside, that's the last part of your body that's still outside, he wanted to say Torah. Even though most of your body, practically everything, is inside the bayis, still you'd be torn. The Simchos, the Pasuk says, V'habo el ha-bayis. It says, if you come into the bayis, which there it means, it's just Roshav Ruba comes in, you're tamei, but that's only if you do it, derech via osrotera. If you come in the normal way, you go in frontwards. But here, if you come in backwards, he wanted to say, you're not tamei, unless your whole body is inside. We'll soon see. If your whole body is inside the house, then you tell me. But he says, I'm afraid of my chaverim. Why? Because they're going to ask me, Bihocha, if so, kulanami. That if I say walking backwards, it's not called coming into the house, That's not called derech biyah. So why, if your whole body walks in backwards, why there are your tummy? Why do you say only if your nose is sticking out? Even if your nose is inside, also you should be Torah. Amar Rav, and this Rav said back, no, that's not a question. Kulay, if the whole body enters inside, even though you came in backwards, legora mikelin shababayis, you're not worse than the kelim that were in the house before the kohen pronounced the house to be tummy. They don't have a B at all. But it's mashma, anything that's inside completely also becomes tummy. Still, the pasuk says, for lo yitame kol hasheva bayis, like before the kohen pronounces this house to be a base menuzra, we tell them, take out all the kelim, that the kelim should not become tummy. For lo yitame, do not let the kelim inside become tummy. Because if you leave them there, and now the kohen pronounces the bayis tummy, the kelim become tummy also. Even though the kelim never had a bia, it's not considered they're coming into the house, they were there from before. So what do you see? If you're totally inside the house, then you tell me even without a bia. So if he walks in backwards, it's not worse than being in there from before that you tell me. Yeah. Just as a new chiddush of a ha'boel ha'bayis, if somebody walks into the bayis, so making Rosh of Rubi alone, you tell me that's only if you walk in frontwards. So if you walk in going your backwards and your nose is still sticking out, you'll be torn. Tanin al Yaakov, we learn like this also. Gagin halolu, that's the roofs of the Beit HaMikdash, and Eichlam Shom Kotcha Kedoshim. You're not allowed to eat there your Kodesh Kedoshim. It doesn't have the Kedusha. Rashi says only the Ritzpah, the floor, has Kedusha, and the Avra, the space, the air, up until the roof, has Kedusha of the base Kodesh Kedoshim. But not the roof. The Eichlam Shom Kotcha Kalam. You're not allowed to make a Shechita there. That's not the Mokam HaMikdash. You can't make a Shechita on top of the roof of the base HaMikdash. The Tomei Shenichnas Derech Gagin Lehechel Potter. For Tomei walks in, Derech Gagin, he knows he's Tomei, and he walked in, he jumped in through the roof, he comes in, he's Potter for coming in. Shemem, the Pasuk says, V'yalamikta Shloi Sovoi, you're not supposed to walk in when you're Tomei. So again, Vidashin, Derech Biyos for Torah. The Torah is only Mechayiv if you come in, Derech Biyah. But Avadi here we're talking about that as soon as he comes in, right away he exits. Because if he would stay there and be shoyer, his b'chayv is not worse than a person became tummy inside. That again does not have a B at all. He became tummy inside. Still the locker is he has to exit. And if he waits there and does not exit, he'll be chayv for that. See that we say his partner means his partner for the bia, for first coming in. Since he came in, shalekidarach bia, he came in through the roof, not through the front gate. Therefore, he's potter for the Knesset. But we're talking about that he exits, he leaves right away. So he's not chai for the Shia. Then the Mishnah says, Zuhi mitzvah saseh sheba migdash shechayovim aleha. That the Mishnah says that this halacha, that if the Bezdin would pass him, that a person's inside the base of migdash, he, let's say, is allowed to go the longer route, or he doesn't have, even if he waits Kadei Shoya, still he's potter. If Bezdin Paskin's wrong, Bezdin's not chayiv a par helam dover. Rashi says, Ein chayovim, Bezdin boi rosom, alesev yaloysis hashem amigdash, kloimar, alaroyis tumas migdash, kodeshev. If Bezdin Paskin's wrong in these halachas, Bein shushal esev, where it's a question that the person that came from me inside, and now there's an essay to exit, to leave. Bein shenitma biyazara, dainu esev divishalchu, he's supposed to leave. Bein shushal esev, say, a person became tummy outside, and the Bezdin Paskins, he's allowed to come into the base Mikdash. Is El and if Bezdin Paskins wrong in both these cases, still the Mishnah says here, they're potter from the Par Helam Dover. Why? For us, the Gemara there in Horus explains, it has to be that if a yochid does it privately, b'shegeg, he is chayiv achates kavua. But over here, by Tumas Mitzvah Kadeshav, where the chiyuv korban is the korban oil of the yorid, therefore Bezdin does not have to bring the par helam dover. So that's what the Mishnah Horiyah says. Again, the Mishnah says that. The Mishnah says heichikoi. Where is our Mishnah going on? To come a zuhi that it says this is the one. That the answer is hosam koi. We're going on the Mishnah Horiyah. It says over there, Ein chayovim al esei v'yaloysa sheshiv amigdash. If Bezdin Paskin's wrong and people listen to Bezdin, they're not chayav the special power helam dover if the aver was on the esei or the loysa say of coming into the, or being there when you're talking in the base of Migdash. And the reason that Rashi says, because here the key of korban is oil of the yerid. For that, there's no parham on dover. Another chiddush is v'yein mevi and ashram tolui alesa v'alesa sheshe b'migdash. The klal, even if a yochid, a private person, went into the base of migdash and he has a doubt whether he was tummy or not. So usually, if you do an avera and you're doubtful whether you ate chaylev or not, in the meantime you have to bring an ashram tolui. Over here, if you have a doubt whether you went in when you were tummy, you're potter from an ashram tolui. Rashi also says, this explains over there, because you only chayv an ashram tolui, if again, if the avera that was done vadai, you have to bring a chatas kavua. But over here, even though you realize later that you did the avera for sure, you only chayv the korban oil of the yerid. So on the korban oil of the yerid, if you did it doubtfully, there's no chiyuv korban ashram tolui. That's what it says there, the Mishnah Hurrius. Avo, but you should know, chayov malesei v'yaloisa sheshev benida. There's a loisa say not to live with your wife when she's in Ida. And there's also an isra say, we'll soon see, that if, when you're living with her already, now she becomes tamei, there's a locha how you're supposed to leave her. So these two cases, Vezden and Paskin's wrong, that they do bring a korban or parhelum dover. Or mevi and ashram tolui alesei v'yaloisa sheshev benida. And if a person does this chet besofik, he has a doubt whether his wife was in Ida or not, then he does have to bring an ashram tolui. Because in a case where he does it for sure, he has to bring a chatas, kavua. So when the korban is a chatas kavua, if Bezdin Paskin's wrong, Bezdin has to bring a parhelam dover, and if you do the avera besofik, he has to bring an ashram tolui.
Why does he mention specific?
So this is the Mishnah in Hurrius. Our Mishnah in Shrua says, Zuhi, when that Mishnah there was talking about a mitzvah in Tumas Migdash, this is it. Zui mitzvah esah shev migdash. Our case here is the case that when a kohen or somebody walked into the base of migdash when he was tall, and inside it became tamei. Shein chayov malea. If there's an paskin that such a person does not have to leave, or he can leave through the longer route, even though they made a mistake, the bezin is potam from a par helam dover. The yezuhi mitzvah esah shev nida. What's the mitzvah esay? Like a lav, we understand you can't live with your wife when she's a nida. But where's only the esther that you have to leave her? Shechayov malea. What's the case? Like says in our Mishnah, Hoyemishamishimatera. A man was living with his wife and she was tall. The omelah in the middle, she says to him, Nitimesi, I feel now dam is coming out, I'm a nida. Otirish miyad, and the husband leaves right away. Chayiv. If he does the shoygig, he's chayiv a carbon for this. Why? The chur isn't honest. What did he do wrong? The answer is, if neshi siyosai, if he leaves her when his aver is still hard, he's having enjoyment now. The same way going the same way coming in is called enjoyment. Leaving with an aver, a hard aver, is called hano. So we'll soon see what he's supposed to do is wait there until the aver is mace, till the aver becomes small, and then he should leave her. That's called less hano. But over here, that he's leaving right away, that's called an avera. He's having hano enjoyment. That's considered a ma'aseh bia with his wife when she's a nida. That's the chiddush. That this is the mitzvah essay. That when you leave, you have to leave without enjoyment, or at least with a less amount of enjoyment. We'll soon see. That means you have to leave with an eva nes and not with an eva chai. Now, if we learn like this, Abaye Rama Mishmeid Rabbi Chiya Bar Rav that chayiv shtayim. In this case, there's a case that he chayiv two kavonis. A man lives with his wife, and in the middle of the bia, she becomes a nida. So it could be chayiv a korban for the knisa coming into her, and chayiv a separate korban for the itziah, the way he leaves. We'll soon see. How is that possible? V'chein amar rovo, amar rav shmuel bar shvo, amar rav huna, chayiv shtayim, that you chayiv two kabonis, two separate kabonis. Yosef Yechayiv Shtayim, Chodo HaKnisa, one Yechayiv of the Knisa coming into your wife. Now that she's a Nida, you came in, she's a Nida, Yechayiv HaKorban, it's called your Shoygei. And Vechodo HaPrisha, it's called that now you have a Yedi in between, because your wife is telling you now, you should know she's Tamei. She's giving you a Yediya. So you have a Yediya. And now you leave the wrong way. You're supposed to wait there until the Eva becomes small and then leave. And you left her right away, so that's like a new mice, that's a new Isra say, for that you chayiv a korban. So every Rabbi, Rabbi asked the question, Pamai, what's the case talking about? How do you have a case, you chayiv two korbanos here? Elaine, if you want to tell me that Samach Levesta, we're talking about now that this was the time she was supposed to see her period. It's Samach Levesta that we'll see later on next daf. There's an issa not to live with your wife at the time when she's supposed to see her period. That's called Heveses. When she has her time, Heveset, that period, that 12 hour, that daytime or that nighttime is also. So that's the time we're talking about now. Uvaman, who are we talking about? He's learned of a Talmud Chacham, a person that knows Dalacha, so he knows he's not supposed to live with his wife now. So Bishlei Maknis Lechayim. I can understand why if he took the chance. Like Rashi says, he's only a Shoigig now, because Kesav, or the Mosh says Kesav, he thinks, Yecholni Livol. He thinks, even though I'm not supposed to now, so true, he's over this Issa living with her. But for that, you're not Chayav Chorus, that's not an Issa Nida. He thinks, though, he'll be able to live with her fast, do a fast job, and he'll be out before she sees the dam. That's called a Shoigig. He's not a nonus, because he shouldn't have lived with her now. He should have known now does not have asset, now is the period time, he's not supposed to live with her. So he's called a shoygeg for going into her, and that's good why he's chayiv a korban. Elo aprisha amay lechayiv. But if the person is a Talmud Chacham, he knows the halacha, so why is he chayiv a korban for leaving her? Meizeru, the person knows the halacha. The halacha is that your wife just told you she's an eider. So you're supposed to leave her, and you're not supposed to leave right away when your eiv is still hard. You have to wait till it's nice, then you have less enjoyment, that's the way you're supposed to leave. So if you deliberately leave right away, you're chayiv koros, you're not chayiv a korban though. So where's the cheshik, where's the cheshik chayiv?